Pastor Chuck Swindoll once wrote that we can't solve modern problems by going back in time. Retreating to the safety of the familiar is an understandable response, but God has called us to a life of faith. Faith requires us to face the unknown while trusting Him completely with our safety. But the world often tempts us with sites of refuge. Those places quickly collapse in the wind, don't they? So ask yourself, where do you choose to hide for safety and confident trust? I pray this meditation from Psalm chapter 4 will help you choose to live a life surrendered to the safety of God, a divine refuge of peace with a tranquil heart. So rest here now as the Holy Spirit leads you to safety. I want you to choose to rest now as the Spirit guides your heart to a place of divine confidence and trust. So Holy Spirit, now come. Without effort, allow your breathing to ease, your heart to slow, and drift into this moment by choosing the safety offered to you by the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Continue on by becoming increasingly aware of the peace, the tranquility, the safety, and confident trust that is yours as His beloved child. Resting now, in this moment of awareness, listen and respond to Psalm chapter 3, and as I lead us, answer, O Lord God, keep me safe. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. O Lord, I have so many enemies, so many are against me. O Lord God, keep me safe. So many are saying, God will never rescue him. But, O Lord God, keep me safe. But you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who holds my head high. And, O Lord God, keep me safe. Continue on for a moment longer, your eyes still closed. God is present. The Son is here. The Holy Spirit has come. So be aware of the peace, tranquility, safety, and confident trust that is yours as His beloved child. With your eyes still closed, have you found the safety offered within God's loving arms? Can you feel it now? The tranquil heart, safety, and confident trust. Or perhaps the opposite is true. Do you feel alone and exposed to the dangers of the world? Do you feel threatened by the wolves at the door? Even in the beauty of this holy retreat, you may become aware of thoughts of peril and insecurity, but certainly feel no judgment or condemnation. They're only thoughts, so give them no power. simply note them for now as they pass on along. Now begin to move away from the sites of refuge that the world offers and choose to center on the safety of God. Choose the eternal over the temporal. Center your thoughts on tranquil rest. Center your heart on confidently trusting in the divine presence. Your thoughts may drift to fear. Your emotions may begin to swing through the threats you feel from the wolves, but don't be discouraged. Once more, those are only thoughts. Give them no power. Just let them drift on along as you choose to center back on the sweet haven and eternal refuge of the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Take this next minute now and intentionally center on the protected sanctuary that is yours. Take this minute to whisper your centering prayer, O Lord God, keep me safe. Center to on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Don't control the rhythm or the pace for now. Just notice your breathing. Now I want you to breathe in slowly and deeply, filling your stomach to a count of five. Now hold it to a count of five. Now breathe out slowly to a count of five. Now once more, breathe in slowly and deeply from your stomach to a count of five. Now hold it there for a count of five. Now breathe out slowly to a count of five. This may take some practice. Don't be discouraged. Just take your time and continue breathing slowly in and out to a count of five for this next minute. And center, if you can, on the word safe. continue as you center now on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from Psalm chapter 4, verse 8, and we'll begin in the Amplified version. In peace and with a tranquil heart, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety and confident trust. Which words seem to open your mind wider to the presence of God? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit guiding you to safety and tranquil rest. In peace and with a tranquil heart, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety and confident trust. What in this passage resonated most deeply in this second reading? We'll allow this next minute to be a time of resting in the refuge of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Listen once more, but from an expanded passage from the New King James Version. There are many who say, "Who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. So I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." What truth in this reading gave you the most peace? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on the safety found in the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen from the New Living Translation. Heavenly Father, I confess that many times I have asked, "When will you show me better times?" So let your face now smile upon me, Lord. You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and new wine. So in peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. Amen. What is God calling you to do now? I want to give you this minute for that to be your continued contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to thoughts of the safe haven of God. Thank you. Continue now in this time of silent retreat, in a moment of imaginative contemplation. Return to the passage. Let the peaceful arms and tranquil heart of God be present to you right now. Visualize His embrace. Feel the safety. Pay attention to the particulars. Choose to surrender yourself to the protection of His embrace. Take this next minute now to place yourself in the passage, your discovered peace, your tranquil heart. Dwell now there in safety and confident trust. Center once more in your breathing, and when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes to find yourself at peace in the arms of God. Even amid the turmoil of your day, be confident that you are safe. Contemplate that and accept this prayer of benediction that you remember to live in peace and with a tranquil heart. Lie down and rest, for God alone will let you dwell in safety and confident trust. So may you now know the peace of Christ, the tranquility of the Holy Spirit, and surrender to the safe care of your Holy Father soon, now, and always. Amen.